They're good things too, though. I mean, the communications help the crew because then they can email home, they can Skype home on some ships. I did a sabbatical a couple of years, springs ago, when I went on the Suez Neptune LNG ship, rode her down to Trinidad, back to Boston. And that the crew, most of the officers were Croatians. And the second mate there, every night he was Skyping home to his family.
They had internet on?
Yeah. And most of the American ships now, too.
Yeah.
I know our cadets come back on the sea terms there.
Mm-hmm.
They have this ability, almost unlimited. When I left, it was very limited. You could, because it was batch sent, and they couldn't get pictures or anything like that.
Right.
But now it's a lot better. So it's helped in some way, because you're still away from home.
Right.
You know, and the heyday, you know, with one for one, it's pretty much up there on the officers, but the crew still, you know, they spend more than even amount of time out and home.
Right, yeah.
Although it's a job they have to go away from home from.
So it sounds like you wouldn't go back if that, like, full time. I mean, it sounds like you enjoy your
Well, I've kept my license up in case you have to, but I do enjoy what I do teaching here, because it keeps me in touch with ships, and I tell the kids that's why I went to sea, because I like ships.
Right.
And here I get to see ships around the John Brown, you know,
mm-hmm.
Museum ships, and I get to go on the trip. I have to go on the training cruise every other year, and I see ships go through the canal. We get to talk about ships and all the stuff about ships.
Right.
Get to run the simulator, put them on ships, and so it's a great job for me. I really enjoy it. And dealing with the young kids, you know, it's good too.
Right.
Someone once told me, this instructor in, what was it, Quincy High, he always said, you know, when you're teaching, working with young kids keeps you young.
Right, yeah.
And it does. It kind of keeps you going.
Yeah.
So I enjoy it. Would I go back? If I had to, I guess. If someone would take me, you know.
Yeah.
But I maintain all my stuff, my PIC, and so that's a commodity today. Still physically fit, knock on wood. And I got to go through my other physical in 2 years, but shouldn't be any problems.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't want. Look, piracy is another big thing, right? Terrorism.
Yeah.
9/11, all this crap's gone, happened and changed that. So it wouldn't be a pleasant thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sailing, and it's just not what it used to be for me.
For you, yeah.
But for the kids going out, this is their baseline.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
Hopefully it won't get any worse for them.
I mean, it was when you first started, there were probably old-timers who could say similar things about the industry, how it changed. And
well, in a way, but it hadn't been that radical of changes. And my first ship, I went out there as, 21, and the next youngest guy on there was like 48.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, the other third mate was like 48. Everybody was old.
Right.
And they all went through the war. But the crews hadn't been reduced that much, and the hierarchy hadn't been changed that much, and captains were still top dog. So there weren't that many changes for them until later on. And most of them took the golden handshake and got out.
Right.
So we saw those changes come through. And so they weren't talking like, of course, they talked about going ashore and partying and all that, and leaving them here, which didn't happen when I was there.
Right.
But
wasn't as drastic, though.
No, yeah. no, no.